Have you ever thought about the good things you're learning from playing video games? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Now, I grew up playing a lot of video games, and it was one of the ways I spent some great times with my friends. And I played a lot of a certain music-based game with my best friend that formed a lot of my music preferences that I have today. Video games have gotten a lot of criticism over the years, but there's plenty of good about them too, which we'll talk about today with In Defense of Video Games by Taylor Ising. I grew up around gamers. I remember spending hours of my childhood curled up on the couch watching my older brothers Tony and AJ play Legend of Zelda. I admired their skill and problem-solving abilities, and I often wished I could play as well as they did. Many people look down on video games, considering them a waste of time at best and a corrupting influence at worst. But is that always true? It's true that we can sometimes spend too much time and money on video games, and it's true that some games contain questionable content. But did you know video games are also one place we can reflect God's image? We are created to create because we are created in the Creator's image. Try say that one 5 times fast. This allows us to make incredible works of art using all kinds of different mediums. Since the beginning of time, we have been painting, sculpting, writing, singing, and directing plays. And now that artistic expression can be found in developing video games. Video games can actually tap into our good, God-given desires and abilities to be creative and to solve problems. Many games require strategic planning skills, including resource management, cooperation, and persistence. And all of these skills are vital to the kingdom of God. And many games are played alongside other people, creating a wonderful opportunity for community and connection. I'm not saying everyone should play video games. I'm just saying that God can be glorified in all our hobbies, including video games. Even though our world is broken by sin, Christ died and rose again to save us from sin and death. He redeems our creativity. So if we've put our trust in Him, we are free to serve and glorify Him in our daily endeavors. As the Creator, God loves beautiful art, and He loves a problem well solved. And He loves it when we have fun. So, as Christians, we can think carefully about any art form we create or consume, including video games. And as we enjoy the creativity, strategy, and cooperation found in video games, we can give praise to the originator of all creativity, strategy, and cooperation, who loves us more than we could ever imagine. So, let's think about this a little more. Where do you see God's creativity in video games or other things you enjoy doing? Consider taking a moment to thank Him for this. Now, as you and I can read in 1 Corinthians 10:31, so whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. And see for yourself what God says in Genesis 1:26-31, Colossians 3:17, and 1 Thessalonians 5:11 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries, and do you want to make spending time with God part of your everyday routine? Well, the Unlocked app helps with that. It's got daily devos, a built-in Bible, and reading plans with big faith topics, including our Christmas reading plan right now, perfect for December. So download the app for free when you search Unlocked Teen Devotional in your app store. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie, how you can hold the hope of God's love for you even in dark times of your life. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.